It's a lovely Tuesday. We call it Tech Tuesday as well.
Yep.
And joining us in the studio is Dr. Nick Ohizo for something we call Creating a Wealth in Mind. Dr. Nick, welcome back to ZFM Stereo.
Good morning, Tatenda. Good morning, Quimva.
Good morning, Dr. Nick.
Nice to be back. Quimva, welcome from Big Force.
Thank you.
I hope you brought some thunder.
I brought water, actually, if you don't mind.
You had way too much fun over there without us.
I did.
But it's good that you're back. Dr. Nick, let's continue with our conversation from last week. We started a series on rules of engagement, rules of communication.
Yes.
For those who are not here, like Val.
I was creating a wealthy mind in Big Falls, guys.
All right. Well, let's just give us a summary of what we spoke about last week.
All right. Last week, we were continuing with the series Rules of Communication. And I was saying there's a difference between talking and communicating. And I was giving some few points and principles of communication. Like if you're asked to do something, you should do it. Okay? If you cannot do it, you communicate. And if you promised to do something, keep your promise. If you promise to give, if you promise to be there, if you promise to come, don't say I'm coming and you don't show up. You know,
yes.
Because you wound somebody, you leave somebody with a wound.
Mm-hmm.
If you are helped by someone, you must learn how to say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you are late for a meeting, you must communicate. Immediately you give someone an appointment, you must do your best and arrive before the appointed time.
Mm.
That's a sign of honor and respect.
Absolutely.
You know, so, but if there's anything that can delay you, we are not saying that you always be there, but somehow, somewhere you can be delayed. The best way you can honor that person is by communicating in advance. If someone goes out of their way to help you,
mm-hmm.
the best thing you need to do is to be grateful. Express your gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a right to be helped.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's a privilege. If someone helped you, say thank you. You know? And I touched this one with Tatenda and we are talking to men. Be accountable with
Absolutely.
Your movement.
That's really
yes.
good. I'm glad you're talking to men.
Yeah, communicate. If you're going to go somewhere, communicate.
Yes. Tell your wife where you are going.
Mm-hmm.
Must be able to communicate, you know. Because what happens is that if anything happens, God forbid, we'll know where to start to look for you.
Right. Yeah, because if I say I'm going to be on radio between 10 and 2
right.
and something happens and
yeah.
I get to be somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
I have to then communicate and say, hey, this is where I'm going.
See.
We're joined by Dr. Nick Ohizo, and we're continuing with rules of communication. Dr. Nick, you're placing such an emphasis on communication and how it's important, and you're saying with Tatenda you were covering how for men, does this mean men struggle when it comes to communication more than women?
I see where she's taking this.
We don't struggle.
Okay.
We are economical with our communication.
Wow.
Economical.
I think a
diplomatic way to say it. We are economical with our communication.
Exactly.
Like
exactly.
We try to, but you know, we're just going to give you a little bit.
You don't say much.
You don't know. You shouldn't know much.
Okay.
Which is what he was alluding to, that it's not a good thing. You need
okay.
to. People don't need. Your person or whoever it is that you're accountable to
mm-hmm.
must not assume
okay.
that you are somewhere. Mm-hmm. They must just know.
Okay.
Yes. So we sometimes become too economical with our communication pertaining to a movement that it borders on pride or deception,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I it's always good for you to bring out your cards on the table so that there is no suspicion, you know. And I also spoke about the aspect of controlling your communication, especially when you are angry.
Okay.
You know, do not express your anger in a public space. All right? Do not speak when you are angry. Not every offense deserves your response.
That's
okay?
a good one.
Not every offense deserves your response.
Mm.
You understand? Not every provocation deserves your anger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you should learn how to control yourself
mm-hmm.
because immediately you communicate when you are angry, it can be mistaken for madness.
No, I get you.
You know, this one is for ladies.
Yes,
I was about to say,
can
you specify?
That's why I'm smiling, because, you know, I get to those levels where it's it is madness.
No, don't let the dog out.
Okay. tame the dog.
Don't let the dog out. Mm-hmm. You know, do not express your, especially in a public space.
Okay.
It can be mistaken for madness. And nothing humiliates someone like quarreling in a marketplace.
Ooh.
Because what happens is that you leave people with the impression of how to remember you. Don't let people remember you as someone who is overdramatic, who cannot control themselves.
Say it, sir. Say it.
Who is too childish. At a certain level of success, you should let you should let go of drama. At a certain...
This is getting home, eh?
At a certain level of success, you should let go of drama. The proof of maturity is the ability to control your temper. And the best control you can have is self-control. You need to be able to control yourself. Control yourself, control your mouth. Being able to hold yourself together, even though you are boiling, you want to tell them, you want to show them, you want to give them a piece of your mind. The problem with giving people pieces of your mind is that at the end of the day, you might be left with no mind at all.
You will lose all the mind. You will lose everything.
You have no mind left.
At all.
Stop giving your mind. You can just keep it, you know. So why am I saying that? At any given moment, Val and Attender, someone with the capacity to bless you is watching.
Ooh.
And you might give the wrong impression.
Give the wrong impression
the blessing.
And cause them to be turned back. Someone with the capacity to bless you is watching you.
Wow.
At any given time.
Mm-hmm.
You do not know that. You know, we pray for destiny, help us, you know, and all that. Time can be appointed that the window the person is watching you is the window you chose to misbehave.
You won't be knowing, Dr. Nick.
Yeah, that's why you the Bible says that time and chance happened to them all. You must know that chances are this is the time that my blessing will come. I normally say to, especially to women, I said, even if you go to funeral, dress well. Dressing is a communication. Don't dress down at a funeral because you don't know when
who's watching.
Yes.
Who's looking?
You know, but
whilst you're crying.
Yes.
Good.
No, actually, you are not supposed to cry in public.
Oh.
Because crying is the expression of sadness.
Okay.
Yes, crying is the expression of sadness.
Go deeper, Pastor Nick.
You understand? And that is the time that your face is at its worst appearance.
Wow.
So if you want to cry, cry privately.
Interesting.
You know? Cry with some respect.
I've never heard of cry
I've
with some
respect.
I've
never heard that before. And
this
cry
is the
privately.
First time. I've never. No, privately, yes.
Yeah.
But with some respect.
You,
I've never heard that before. It's the first time.
Tatenda and Queen Val, if you watch people like the royal family,
yes,
you realize that there is some kind of honor and prestige that they carry themselves.
Yes.
When you are growing in life, when you are attaining certain levels of achievements, you should be able to understand there are certain things, even though it is expected of human beings, you are not supposed to do it at certain places. It is called class.
But Dr. Nick, I've got a question. How do you then maintain you being yourself and trying to keep up with a certain opulence, a certain class, a certain
persona?
That's where we missed it. Because we have always been advised to be ourselves.
Yes.
But the version of yourself that people should meet is the best version, not the worst.
Right.
You get that?
Absolutely.
The best version is the one people are supposed to meet. So don't let people meet your worst version. So this issue of being yourself, doesn't mean you should just throw tantrums everywhere. No.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, like I said, you can turn people away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
Don't give people with the capacity to help, to bless you, a reason to turn back. And I should add this, be selective with your voice. Not every fool deserves to hear your voice.
Wow.
Be selective because your voice is your invoice.
Hey!
You only open your mouth when your words are more profitable than your silence.
Right.
Let me say that again. You only open your mouth when your words are more profitable than your silence. It's not arrogance. Please take note of this. It's not arrogance. It's called.
So how do you distinguish arrogance and this and being confident and being
class.
When you have an over conceited view of yourself, that becomes arrogance. But having an understanding of who you are and choose to carry yourself with a certain dimension of respect, that's not arrogance. That's
what class. What about telling the nation that every single day you're on radio, you're a beauty queen, you are what you've done this, you've done that. Is that being arrogant?
Wow.
Is that being...
No, I know Dr. Nick is going to have my back on this one.
It's a question. I'm just asking a question.
Dr. Nick can answer. It's not arrogance. It's a title.
Reminding it.
There is a thin line between confidence and pride.
Right.
Just a thin line. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, it is determined by how far you are willing to go to emphasize your importance, not your achievements.
Okay, now that makes sense. Okay, thank you for that. thank you for that.
That's fine. Just Dr. Nick is used to this. Yeah, between the two of us, like especially sitting between the two of us, it's all a solving issue.
That's good.
For people watching us or listening to us, you need to understand this. Most of the time, people struggle to communicate when they are relating below their level or above their level.
Can you say that again? I want to understand again.
Most of the time, we struggle to communicate because we either relating below our level or above our level. You must learn how to find your level. The Bible says that deep calleth unto deep. Water has its own level. When you find your level, you flow. If you operate below your level, you struggle, or above your level, you struggle. So, Tatenda, when you are with your crew, your guys, you realize you are fine.
Yeah.
You flow. Can you see that? When you meet people higher than you, you are kind of careful.
Right.
So that you don't disrespect, you don't miscommunicate. Are you with me?
Yes.
And then the worst part of it is relating below. You see, this is why it is absolutely important that if you are looking for love, look for love at the level of maturity someone can relate with you. You can't be 60 years and dating a 20-year young child.
Okay.
Because what happens is that they are still talking bubble gum. You have been through life. Can you see that? You have been through life. You are now talking about investments. You are talking about opportunities. You are talking about wealth. But they are still trying to find their earrings and nose rings.
I know, right? The nose ring part, I'm like... What's happening today?
I'm not talking.
Oh my
God.
I'm not talking
to you. Okay, Dr. Nick, it's okay.
They still
want to buy.
Oh, man.
They still complain you didn't buy me takeaway. You didn't text me to last night. You know all that.
Yeah.
So you should be very, very careful because what happens is that immediately you relate below your level.
All right.
You are definitely going to struggle with communication. That's very, very important. Failure in life is mostly failure in communication. Are you with me?
Yes.
So please, as far as you are concerned, you must learn how to communicate with people above you, people at your level, and people below you.
Right.
Remember we spoke about communicating with children.
Yes.
The other time. You know, you must learn how to communicate with children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just remember something. I spoke about it last week. We're having a parenting seminar.
All right.
This weekend. Saturday the 12th, the Saturday the 1st of November from 12 noon to 2 p.m.
Okay.
You can contact us, we'll give you our details. Communicating with children is an art. And that's why a lot of children are being damaged. Because most of the people who gave birth were looking for pleasure, not responsibility.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Right. Wait.
Not today, you're too deep, Dr. Nick. What's happening? Yo.
Okay. Because children, you don't get a child with a manual.
Yeah.
That's true.
So you see, God is amazing. God is a very wise God. You cannot have pleasure without responsibility. That's
absolutely
why he connected the two.
The
process of having pleasure, it gives you responsibility.
A responsibility.
And that responsibility,
eternal responsibility,
stays with you
forever.
Until that child leaves home. So that you learn how to control your desires for pleasure. Because everything that gives you pleasure is addictive.
Yeah, taking notes.
That's why people are addicted to alcohol, addicted to drugs, addicted to porn, addicted to different things. You must learn to be responsible.
Right, please send us your messages on 0772-168045 if you want to be part of this conversation. Maybe something you can relate to, something that has happened to you, and something that your baby currently in. So, Dr. Nick, you mentioned communicating below your level, on your level, and above your level.
Yes.
I want to know how you know those levels. How do you know that this is my level? How do you know that this is a level above me,
or
this is a level below me? Is it a level you want to be, or a level that you have to realistically know that you are at? How do you distinguish? Okay. How do you know the level?
I will talk about it first of all, pertaining to corporate level.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone in higher position, it's not about age. We have spoken about this.
Mm-hmm.
If someone is in a higher position than you, that person is above your level, even if they are younger than you in age.
Mm. Like our boss,
like
PD,
yes.
Okay, so you must greet them with respect.
Okay.
Good morning, sir. PD, how are you doing, sir? We hope you're doing well today.
From now on,
must obey their instruction.
Okay.
You must recognize their authority,
mm-hmm,
and prioritize their assignments.
Okay.
Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
And every time you are speaking with them, you must speak to them with respect.
Mm-hmm.
That's above your level.
All right.
In relationship,
mm-hmm,
a wife should know that her husband is above her.
Did you see vows?
It happens on her own.
I saw it.
See what I mean?
I saw it.
Yes.
So even if you as a lady, even if you as a wife,
mm-hmm,
you are older than your husband,
mm-hmm,
you make more money than your husband,
mm-hmm,
your qualification and your position that entitles you to earn more,
mm-hmm,
is only recognized at work.
Okay.
At home, you are still a wife.
Yes.
Val, don't hate the game.
Mm,
don't hate the player.
Hate the game.
You understand?
Yes.
That's how it is. You must get to a place of, mm-hmm, understanding and recognizing that these are rules that were established by our Creator.
That's
and
true.
We didn't set it like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we watch women's attitude change, mm-hmm, when a man loses his job,
mm-hmm,
and the woman becomes the breadwinner,
mm-hmm,
and then all of a sudden respect is gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sign of immaturity.
Mm.
Now that dynamic is the one that's killing a lot of
marriages
and, yes, relationships. Where,
please, yeah, when a man is in the position of earning more than you, he doesn't rub it down your face. He doesn't punish you, but some women do. Don't misunderstand me. There are some men that refuse to look after their wives,
mm,
and provide for them and take care of them because maybe they are not working. And this is why I want to say to women, the best thing you can do for yourself is add value to the value you are born with.
Hmm.
You must value to the value you are born with.
Mm-hmm.
For a woman's life comes with value.
Mm-hmm.
So from the age of 10, she changes from a baby to a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then she starts to develop things in her body given to her by God to attract men and control men.
Control.
Yes. But most of them between the age of 16 and 24 misuse this value. This is the window you're supposed to be doing what is called added value.
Mm.
And added value is adding value to your mind.
Wow.
Because if the only value you have is the value of your body, it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time. Beauty fades.
Mm.
And when beauty fades, if the only value you have is the value of your body, you have increased your chances of suffering on this earth with 90%.
Ooh.
So a woman should add value to her body, so that the only thing you have is not your beauty, because more beautiful ones are coming.
Hey.
So, and it's always that, like
for
that.
A man Tatenda, at 18 he has nothing, but for a woman at 18 she has everything. Can you see? She can become a mother, she can become a wife at that point.
Wow.
But for a man, don't compete, don't chase love when you're supposed to be chasing vision. Women, it's okay for them, but for a man, it's not okay. Focus on upgrading yourself. Succeed. Don't chase women. Women will chase you.
Wow.
Right.
Tatenda, did you hear that?
Yes,
I heard that.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's for Tatenda. Someone is coming through saying, Dr. Nick is right. There are two words I learned in my 50s, tranquility and relevance.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful. Your voice is your invoice. You can say that again, Dr. Nick. This was amazing.
Hey, Dr. Nick, it's been amazing hanging out with you. Time just flies every time we are doing this. Mm-hmm. But we are back again next week, same time, same place.
Queen Val and Tatenda, it's been awesome being with you again.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nick. Be blessed.
Thank you very much.